Is your cover?
Not fully.
We have a ranking of the Brahm Sutras over the years.
This was a good one. Yeah, so let's take a look again at Tosfos from the beginning. Hilchos Devarim Abayim Tachasudim Machmas Hasudim. So the first chaluk of Rapapa is Devarim Abayim Machmas Hasudim Tachasudim. They don't need a brachan out lefneim not lachareim. Pirush Bekuntos Lachis Vehem Esapas. That we're talking about things that your mamash eat together with the bread. Ain't in a bracha Avil Tefelo. We didn't ikav a tafel. So Tosfos V'loy Nehira. And that's already a Mishnah. What's the Chiddush? That first Chaluk of Rapapa is not a Chiddush. We know we have a Mishnah before Eshes that Iker Pat is a Tafel. We might come Ashbel and therefore, what's the Chiddush of this first Baba of Rapapa? So that means it's not so poshut. And why is it better according to Taisus? Taisus learns that it means, Taisus is going to learn the first Chaluk of Rapapa that it means foods that you normally eat with the Pas. Like Basar, Dogam, Minekdera. But at the end of the day, why don't they need a bracha rishayna? Because they're tafel to the past. Even according to Taisus Lamais, it's midin ikav tafel. So it still should be included in the Mishnah. Like, what did Taisus gain? Why is it better according to Taisus themselves? At the end of the day, even according to Taisus, it's midin ikav tafel. So it's not mamish peanut butter smeared on the bread, but it is midin ikav tafel. Right? Why are dvarim habayim b'tei chasuda? Why don't they need a bracha rishayna? Lechar midin ikav tafel. So I suppose you could say that Nechanami, but it's a bigger chiddush in Ikav Tafel. Bigger chiddush in Ikav Tafel. That's something you're not mamsh eating with the pas. It's just rogel over your pas, but chasuda. So that also could be a tafel. So it's a chiddush in dina yikav a tafel. That this is also called a tafel. So the Balamar learns the first bub of rapapa, dvarim abayim, machmas tzudah, like Rashi, that it means lelafis is sapas. It's a little bit strange because he learns the second bub of rapapa, dvarim abayim, shalai machmas tzudah. He learns like Taisvis that it means Paris. So I don't know how that works. So whatever all the things that are in between, like that's two extremes. The Lafis is a past is one extreme. It's very tough to the past. And then you have Paris, which is the other extreme. What about all the things in the middle? Kuv Daiso, all these middle foods, the meal foods. Those according to the Balamar doesn't seem to allow a place for them. Any of them. But a component, the Balamar Lamaisa learns the first Baba al Derech Rashi. And he asked the Kashi, what's the Chiddush? It's a Mishnah, Ikka v'Tofel, Kol Shikav, Yimit Fel. What's the Chiddush? Of course, Dvarim Shabayim Lulafis is a pass, a Tofel to the pass. Tosfos is Kashi and Rashi. So the Baal HaMor answers that, by the Mishnah, is talking about, I would have said at least, that the Mishnah is talking about where you have the Tofel, where the Tofel is already here when you made the Bracha and the Ikka. Rashi Baal HaMor. But here, when he made the hamotzi, he didn't necessarily have in front of him the things that he's going to be malafis on the pass. And so that's really a chiddush that I wouldn't know from the Mishnah. So the Mishnah needs to tell me. That's the chiddush. Mashbel and Kevin, the Tfelin in a lay by bracha. They still need a bracha. It's interesting. It's Mashbel that he learns. And I don't know how bad it is. If it's. The Emes Tosfos says on the Mishnah at the end of it, Tosfos says on Tosfos and Tap Tosfos and Medala Medalev says that the Ikker only patters the Tofel if he knew he was going to eat the Tofel. So he had Das for the Tofel. But if when he made the Bracha on the Ikker, he didn't have Das for the Tofel, the Ikker Taka doesn't patter it. Chayla Vamor is Chaylik. Balamar says that's the chiddush of this. That's the chiddush of a papa. That even though when he made the bracha on the ikker, he didn't have das yet to eat the dvar ma'boy machmas asuda. He didn't have das for them. So I would have thought maybe that doesn't go into the Mishnah. So kamash malon. That nonetheless is papa. Take a look at the Baal HaMor inside. You might as well take a look. It's, by me, it's on page Ayin Ches, but I don't know. By you, maybe on a different page. Amar Papa Hilchos Advarim Ablayim B'Machmas is the Pirush L'Lafus Leim Esapas. Sounds like Rashi. Ein Tu Una Brocha Leil Lefneim V'Leil Lachareim. What's the chiddush of a papa? Says the Baal HaMor Utsricho. It came together with the pass. He had a das for that, so he had a das for the tofel. Here, when he made the hamotzi, they hadn't yet brought him the dvar ma'boy machmas esuta. So he didn't have a mind when he made the bracha hamayitzi for the dvorim that afterwards that are being malafis the pass. I guess the case is not that he smeared the peanut butter on the bread before he made the hamayitzi. He made the hamayitzi on the bread, and then he decided he's going to add some peanut butter or he's going to add some dvorim that are being malafis the pass. So that doesn't go. I wouldn't know that from that I wouldn't know from the Mishnah. So may emily boy bracha mitchilo. Kamash Malon came on the Tfela Nino Leboy Bracha. Nonetheless, since they're a Tafel, they don't need a Bracha. Leboy Bracha. Then it's a big shayla. What's the Gerer Vikr of a Tafel? Is the Gerer Vikr of a Tafel that the Tafel doesn't need a Bracha? Or is the Gerer Vikr of a Tafel the Tafel needs a Bracha? But the Bracha of the Ikr Pat is the Tafel. Shayla Nachayim. So Taisus, the Taisus that I pointed out, the top Taisus on Memdal and Memdalos is mashba, I forget which is the first and which is the second, but it's mashba that the bracha, it needs a bracha, but the bracha of the ikka patas the tofel. Let's see what's this Taisus about. The Mishnah says, we'll learn a bit together. They brought some very salty fish and some pas. That's the Mishnah of Ikka V'Tofel. That's what the Gemara's kash is. Mika midi, how could there be something that the pas is tofel? Amar of Acha, braid rev, if you're Amar of Ashi, va'ichel peyers gnois rishonu. Rashi says, Peiris Eretz Ham Kineris Chashuvim Min HaPas. So what does that mean? But it's not the Mishnah Tomei HaMaliach, not Peiris Gneisa. So Rashi is very sulsome, but how does Taisus learn? There's different sheets to see in Rishonim. But Taisus learns like this. Eichle Peiris Gneisa Shonu, Shah HaMaliach Iker, Shuvol HaShiv Alev, Shenech Lash, Mnei Mesikas HaPeiris. The Maliach is Iker. Normally a Maliach should not be an Iker normally you have bread, you have maliach and pas. The pas is more chashuv than the maliach. But here, the maliach itself was only because he ate peres gneiser. So the peres gneiser are very important. He really, really wants the peres gneiser. And then when he had the peres gneiser, so he had a reaction, overwhelmingly sweet, you have to have some maliach. And then, since he had to have some maliach, so then he had to have some pas. Because this guy's swinging back and forth. He has the overwhelming sweetness, so he needs some maliach. Then he has the overwhelming saltiness, and then he has to have some pas. So the pas at the end of the day, it's a tuffel. It's not a tuffel to the maliach. It's a tuffel to the maliach. It's a tuffel to the peres gneiser. So that's why the pas over here is a tuffel. Ordinarily, just the maliach alone, it wouldn't be a tuffel. So Taisus says, from time peres have ikir, umaliach tuffel, but the baruch ha peres for lift the kulu. So why making the baruch on the maliach and patering the pas? At the end of the day, the whole chain reaction started with the peres gneiser. So make the baruch on the peres gneiser. He didn't eat the peris at that. He ate the peris before. Inami, when he ate the peris gnoiser, the maliach and the pas weren't there. He didn't know he was going to have to eat a maliach. He's going to have to eat this maliach and pas. So therefore, the bracha and the peris gnoiser attack the ikker, but that ikker can't pat the peris gnoiser, even though they are the ikker, but they can't pat the maliach. Much less the pas. Because when he made the bracha and the peres gneiser, he didn't know that he's going to be eating the maliach and the pas. So the bracha and the ikir can't pater the tuffel. So therefore he has to make the bracha and then when he decides, he has to have the maliach and the pas. So he makes the bracha and the maliach. But the maliach can then pater the pas, because even though ordinarily maliach is not more chashuv than pas, but such a maliach that it's eating as a result of a peres gneiser is an ikir klapi the pas. So never mind the calculus of ikir and tuffel, but it's mavur and taisus over here that if you made a bracha and the ikir, but you didn't know yet they're going to have the tuffel, if you didn't have das for the tuffel, then the bracha nikah does not pat to the tuffel. So from this taisus they bring a riot that you see the getter of a tuffel is not that a tuffel doesn't need a bracha. If the getter is that a tuffel doesn't need a bracha, then what difference does it make if when he made the bracha nikah he knew he was going to need the tuffel or not? At the end of the day, he's only eating the tuffel because he ate the ikir. It's still a tuffel, and a tuffel doesn't need a bracha. So shaitan taisus, it says in this taisus that the getter of ikir v'tuffel is that the tuffel needs a bracha, but the ikir, the bracha and the ikir, if you have das for it, also patas the also can also pata the can also pata the tuffel. They bring another raya from, I think it's a Truma Sadeh, Shulchan Aruch brings it that if you have, what if you have the tuffel first? You have an ikker and a tuffel, but you ate the tuffel before the ikker in preparation for the ikker. So does it need a bracha or not? So it says in Shulchan Aruch that it needs a bracha. And this is how, what bracha do you make? Okay, that's a different shayla. But if you eat the tuffel first, it needs a bracha. Again, you see that a tuffel needs a bracha, not that a tuffel doesn't need a bracha. The bracha and the ikker patas the tuffel. But if eating the tuffel first, then the bracha and the ikker can't pata the tuffel. So then you have to make a bracha on the tuffel. The Balamor is mashma not doing. The Balamor says, that's taka the havamina. If I only had the Mishnah, I would have said, that's how it works. Make the bracha and the ikker. And I guess he's not learning the case of peres gneiser like Taisus. So you made the bracha on the ikker. You knew you're going to have the tuffel. You had the pot. When you made the bracha on the... He's lost a little bit strange. He's envisioning it. When you made the bracha on the pas, you had in mind for the other thing. In the mission, you didn't make the bracha on the pas. You made the bracha on the maliach. The pas is the tuffel, not the ikker. It's lost a little bit strange. To eat my sister having a dovish, you're buying my pas. I guess he means, if I only had the Mishnah, I would have said, in a case of pasif, if I wanted to be analogous to the Mishnah, so it would have to be that when you made the bracha on the pas, you had in mind for the other thing too. But over here, when you made the bracha on the pas, you didn't know yet you're going to have the lifton. So I would have said that maybe that if I only had the Mishnah, I would know that it patterns. So I need a papa to tell me that nonetheless, the Dvar Mavoi Machmas Asuda, they taka don't need a bracha. Now, Yeshlisho, is that Hakim Dinei Kevetofel? And a papa is telling me a further chiddush in Dinei Kevetofel. Not like Lahitzi from Taisus. Rapup is telling me that Taisus is wrong. That an Iker Pater is a Tafel even if you didn't have Das. Or maybe this din that the Pas Pater is the Tafel, that the Pas Pater is the Lifton, maybe he's talking out with Din Iker V'Tafel. Maybe that's good for the Pshat. It's a din of Iker V'Tafel, but only if he had Das. Here, Rapup is Mechadish a new din, that the Pas can Pater things even though they're not Din Iker V'Tafel, maybe it wouldn't work. But the Pas can Pater it nonetheless. The Lashon of Balamor is Mashmah the first way. Because the Lashon of Balamor says, if it continues, but that'll be that he says kamash malo, and therefore a papa tells me kevun that tefela ninu leboy bracha. Since it's a tofel, it doesn't need a bracha. So it sounds like at the end of the day it is medinik of a tofel. But the chiddush is that a tofel doesn't need a bracha. And you see taka loshon of balamor kevun that tefela ninu leboy bracha. That's good, very geshmak is loshon. It means the havamin was that a tofel needs a bracha, but the bracha of the ikar part is the tofel. Kamash malo, a papa's chiddush is that a tofel doesn't even need a bracha. So if a tofel doesn't even need a bracha, then it doesn't matter that when he made the bracha on the pas, he didn't know that he's going to have the lifton afterwards. That would matter if the bracha on the pas had to be going on the lifton. But since that's what I would have had to have him, you know, like Tosfos holds b'emes. But therefore comes Rav Papa and he tells me the way the Balamor is reading comes along the Balamor and tells me that the chiddush of Rav Papa is that Tosfos is wrong. That we didn't ikar v'tofel, the tofel doesn't even need a bracha, and therefore it doesn't matter that when you made the bracha on the ikar, you didn't have, you know, they're going to have the tofel. Anyway, that's the Balamor's. That means the Balamor's the teretz for Taisus Kasha. Of course, Taisus is going to say this teretz, because according to Balamor, the whole chiddush of the Rapapa is that Taisus is wrong. Taisus obviously thinks that they're not wrong. So that doesn't work according to Taisus. So Taisus holds it's Kasha and Rashi. If we're talking about Lifton, then what's the chiddush? That's the Nivik of a tofel. So if Taisus has to learn that it's not coming, it's not talking about Dvarim, that Avarim Lulaf Lulafis is a pass, it's talking about things, as we'll see later, Taisus holds that we're talking about things that are not coming Lulafis is a pass. But still, since they're regilim loviyim apas, so therefore the pasa patas them. We'll have to see is that midinik of a tofel or not midinik of a tofel. If it's midinik of a tofel, we'll have to say the chiddush is that this is a further expansion of ikav a tofel, not just the nik of a tofel where it's mamish being malafis the pas. It's a nik of a tofel where it's rogel loviyim apas. So now, even though it's coming not together mamish with the pas b'tei chasuto, so it could also be a tofel. Or we'll see, or maybe it's talking out midinik of a tofel at all. We'll have to see going forward in Taisus. Is it aliba de emes? Is it midinik of a tofel or not? At Kapanim, he certainly assumes in Rashi that it's midinik of a tofel. So yes, that's a Mishnah. Lafas apas a Mishnah. There's no chiddush over and above what it says in the Mishnah. Tosh says, another kasha, v'ayit kasha, the parech besomach yayin nami niftere pas. The more later on, he asks, if dvorim habayim machmas hasuda don't need a bracha, they ask Ben Zayim, dvorim habayim machmas hasuda, why don't they need a bracha? He said, pas petrosan, so he asks, v'yochi yayin nami niftere pas. According to Rashi, well, she tosh inside, v'ayit kasha, the parech besomach yayin nami niftere pas, v'yomai kasha, what's the worst kasha? But like, kishu shoysi ma yayin, ain't it fail of the pas? The guy is not tofel to the pass. But not the midi, the tofel of pass, maybe none. Dvar Mabayim Machmas Sud is the only things that are tofel to the pass. The guy is not tofel to the pass. Here, the Mises Takam Ashman Taisus, the Taisus themselves learn it's not midinik of a tofel. At the end of the day, the Gemara is Madama Yayin to Dvar Mabayim Machmas Sud. Everybody agrees that. The Gemara is Madama Yayin to Dvarim Abayim Machmas Hasudah. Taisus says, according to Rashi, it's not analogous. Because Dvarim Abayim Lifton, Dvarim Abayim Machmas Hasudah is Lifton. Lifton is a Tafel. Yayin is not a Tafel. And why is it better according to Taisus? So according to Taisus, we're talking about not Lifton. We're talking about Basar V'Dogim U'Minik Dera. But if that's also within Tafel, So at the end of the day, if the Gemara thinks Yayin is analogous, then Yayin must also be a Tafel. But Tosfos Lashon is that the Yayin is not a Tafel. I'm not asking from the content of Tosfos Kasha. The content of Tosfos Kasha is that Dvar Mavoi Machmas Suda is lift on, Yayin is not lift on. So Tosfos' answer is no, Dvar Mavoi Machmas Suda doesn't mean lift on. It means things that you normally eat as part of the meal. So Yayin is also drank as part of the meal. That's the content of Tosfos Kasha. But the Lashon of Tosfos Kasha is that the Yayin is not a Tafel. Yeah, that makes it sound like Dvarim HaBayim Achmar Sud is not Midin Tafel. It's not Midin Ekev Tafel. Some other mechanism. So maybe there's a gili here to this issue, which we will have to talk about some more, but maybe it's a gili in this issue that Tosfos learns that the dinner of a Papa is not from the regular dinner of Ekev Tafel. It's a different halach. It's not the regular Ikav Atof. This din, that Yayin Patas, Dvarim HaBayim Achmar Sud, Tosfos thinks that it's really not Midin Tafel. Because we're Medam at the Yayin, and the Yayin is not a Tafel. Rein Lefarish Perish Kuntz Yayin Nifter Repas, the Gemara means Kishari Pita B'Yayin, it's only when you dunk the bread in water. The Kormit have a Yayin Tafel, because then Taka the Yayin maybe would be a Tafel, like a lift on. Who says in such a case you do make a bar pia kofen? So therefore you see that we're not talking about lift on Dvarim HaBayim Achmar Sud doesn't mean lift on, which is an ikav etofel, first of all, because that wouldn't be a chiddush, that's a regular ikav etofel. And secondly, that wouldn't be analogous to yayin, and the Gemara says that it's analogous to yayin. The Gemara asks, the yayin nami nifter etas. And it's not so clear to me what's Tosfos Kasha. The Gemara says later on, in Beis and Midbeis, that there's two kinds of yayin. There's two kinds of drinking yayin. There's the yayin that you drink during the Suda, and that's lishrois. The purpose of that drinking is to be shayre of the food, that the food should settle in your stomach. And then there's the yayin that you drink before and after the Suda, and that's lishtois. There the purpose is to enjoy the wine. The Gemara has a discussion if the bracha that you make on the yayin before the Suda, if the bracha that you make on the yayin, the Mishnah says the bracha that you make on the yayin before the Suda patas the yayin shebetoicha Suda. But the Gemara is a shayla, what about if you made a bracha on the yayin betoicha Suda, could it pata the yayin shele'achar Suda? Maybe a bracha on yayin that you're drinking lishtois can't pat their yayin that you're drinking lishtais. The lishtais is more chashuv. So when you're making a bracha bari pri gofen on yayin shevetech hasudah, which you have to do, but it's a bracha on yayin that's for shriya. Maybe that's not able to cover yayin that you're drinking later on for enjoyment. Kapanim, it's in Mefurash Gemara that the yayin that you drink betech hasudah is its purpose is lishtais, not drinking it for the enjoyment of the wine. You're drinking it to be shayer the food. So, I don't hear what's Tosfos Kasha b'cha. It's Tosfos and Rashi, according to you, Rashi, that we're talking about lifton, things that are mamish tofel to the pass. We're not talking about the kruv and daisa and meal foods and so on. Those do need a bracha rishonah. Those are not tofel. We're talking about the foods that are mamish tofel to the pass. So, what's the Gemara's comparison to yayin? Yayin is not tofel to the pass. I don't know why. Yayin is much different. Yayin is lishois. About it, maybe yayin is much more tofel to the pass. Yayin is mamish to be shayer of the food. So it's tofel to. So part of the food includes the pass. So I want to be shayer of the pass. I drink the wine in order to be shayer the pass that I ate, together with the other things that I ate, but also to be shayer the bread that I ate. So maybe wine is taka more doyma to lift on. I would say according to Rashi, that's the pashut answer for Rashi. That wine b'teich hazuda is more doyma to lift on than it is to prove a daisa. Because it's mamish, like, it's like liftung. It's like liftung. What's the getter of liftung? It's a tuffle. What is the getter of ikur v'tuffle? What defines something as being a tuffle? So we had Rashi earlier. Rashi by Tznoyim v'zayis. The Gemara and Mem Aleph. The Gemara had a vice about Tznoyim v'zayis. We're talking about skinning where the Tznoyim was an ikur. So Rashi really gives a getter. What's called the Tznoyim is what makes the Tznoyim an ikur. Rashi over there says, So why did I start? What caused what? So I started the achilah for the snaim. Then because of the snaim, I have to have the zayis. That makes the zayis into a tafel. So over here, the hiskal achilah is to have the bread. Then in order to be sharing the bread, I have the wine. It's exactly so it's very much a tafel. So maybe I don't hear so much what's Taisus Kasha Lecha. Taisus takes for granted you can't give a yayin to liftun. The yayin is more like a food so you eat later on in the Suda. That's driving Taisus. That Taisus is going to learn that Dvarim Bavayim Achmas Suda doesn't mean liftun. It means foods that you eat that are Rogel Lovayim and Pas Batei Chasuda. And yayin is the same thing. Yayin is Rogel Lovayim and Pas Batei Chasuda. And the question is even worse because Taisus themselves say later in this Taisus when he brings the Reis Pshat. Alkim Pirishri, further down in Taisus, that the relearned that we're talking about things that not lift on. We're talking about things that are rogel oichlim apaskin boser v'dogim b'chaminik tera. The came in the mishum pasim boim pas petroson. I'm sorry, the bottom Taisus. So Taisus then says yochi yayin nami nifteri pas. So Taisus the vada yayin machmas hasuda osi. The yayin is coming machmas hasuda. The lava suda layishta. He wouldn't drink if it wasn't for the suda. Chartais means because it's lishois. What's the kashi b'chal and Rashi? I don't really have a good taste for this.
The Rosh mentions a very same reason. Yeah.
Who?
The Rosh. He just says that how does the Rosh go considered to be the opposite of us?
What?
That's his question. That's why he rejects it. Like he says this is a possibility for Rosh, but he rejects it because he doesn't have all the opposite of us.
That was a different.
Maybe you're dunking the challah in wine. In case we dunk the pasta in the wine, the pasta in the or then he talks says, "Ve'ein loy mishum deyayin bol lishrei sachilu b'meyov havi l'kashayu kishaseyu m'pas." He talks says this for the Rosh. And maybe we'll say I'm here for Rashi that yayin is it's as if you're dunking the bread in wine because it's lishois. The Gemara says it's lishois. The mehechir pshitu lekuli ha'idim lehay time ahavik meidvarim shemolafsim and mesapas. How did the Gemara know for such a pshitus? The Gemara asks yochi yayin ami. How did the Gemara know with such a pshitus that the fact that the yayin is lishois makes it the equivalent of lifton? He's asking lifton at the end of the day is more. Lifton is more intimately connected to the past than yayin. It's true, the yayin is lishois, but it's not mamish like lifton. Lifton is mamish on the bread. So how does the Gemara know to make this leap from lifton to yayin? I don't understand the rush exactly. Like, you're going from one extreme to another. First, the Tosis asked, and the Rosh asked, Pop's not even a Chiddush, it's a Mishnah, it could practice a Tafel. So what's even the Chiddush? And then he's asking that, like, sort of like an opposite question. And how do you know that Yayin's like Lifton? Maybe Yayin doesn't have this din, even though it's Lishois, but maybe it's not Mamish like Lifton. But it's still a Tafel, and you're only drinking the wine because you have to be sure of the food. So the Chor is still a Tafel, like Pasen Maliach. So the Yayin is a Tafel. First, he asks in Rashi, what's the chiddush of a papa? Obviously, the lifton is part of the ikar of a tafel. The culture ikar, pat is a tafel. And then he asks, how do you know that yain has this radical chiddush that it's like lifton? It's less than lifton. It's only lishois. Yeah, maybe less than lifton, but it's still like pasim maliach. I'm only eating the pas because I ate the maliach. I'm only drinking the wine to be sure of the food, to be sure of the bread. So midin ikar of a tafel, it is like ikar of a tafel. It may not be like Lifton, but it's like Pasen Maliach. Yeah, it's Hakashel Gemor. Yochi, what's the Chiddush of a Papa? Then we're back to that. What's the Chiddush of a Papa? Maybe that's the way the Kashas should be understood. Like the Kashas Bederech, two steps. First of all, what's the Chiddush? And if there is a Chiddush, who says it extends to wine? The wine is also a Tafel, because it's Lishrois. But it's not such a Tafel as Lifton, which is intimate, on top of the bread. So first he has. It's not even a chiddush. Ikav etofel pasim aliyach. And if you're going to tell me that for some reason it's not like pasim aliyach, and we need a new there's some kind of new chiddush going on, maybe it's not limited to lifton. How do you know that it applies to yai? We're still going to have to answer at the end of the day. Why is yayin yochi yayinami? Why is it only kashin rapa? But yayin is taka tofel. Wines in a way, the yain is even more tofel than the kruv and the daisa. The kruv and the daisa, maybe I would eat even if I didn't have the bread. But the yain, if I didn't have the bread, who says I would drink wine if I didn't have what to be sure? My hagash here is that Taisus holds that the ikav etofel of lifton is not like pasim aliyach. Pasim aliyach it's a tofel because like Rashi is by tznoyin and zayis. Tchilas achilosi was for the tznoyin. Then because you ate the tznoyin, you have to have the zayis. Tchilas achilosi was for the maliyach because you had the maliyach, you have to eat the pas. Remember when we at the beginning of the parak we talked about there's two different kinds of ikav etofel. You have a tefela shemurevis and a tefela shenemurevis. Tefela shenemurevis is like pasim aliyach. I'm only eating the maliyach, the pas, because I ate the maliyach. I'm only eating the zayis because I ate the tznayim. But then you have a thing like riyata de mechayzer, where you have honey and grain, you know, hot cereal with honey mixed up together. And there it's hard to say I'm eating one because of the other. It's all mu'urv together. But there is a halacha, at least the Rosh says a halacha, that they go basarayv. If rayv is honey, so you go bus. Well, dogan may be different because dogan is called sheish, but if it wouldn't be honey, if it would say rice, honey and rice. So the Rosh is go bus arrive. Like the Rosh gets it from here to the Gemara says via the chaklei v'lohi. That's not true because we have real called sheish, but chamesh means a dogan trumps everything. But the Rosh says, but you see from there that if it wouldn't have been dogan, you would go bus arrive. See, the Gemara made a distinction via the mechayz and via to the chaklei. Is it mostly honey? Then it's shakal. Is it mostly mezayin? Is it mostly dogan? Then it's mezayin. Then the Rosh says, because Rav Shmuel said, "Kol sheyesh bei mechamesh aminim, mevarach lebayim minim zayim." So the Rosh says on that okay, by dogan it's slugged up, but by rice we don't have the kol sheyesh bei of Rav Shmuel. Then that's not good. Then you go based on the majority ingredient. That's what it says in Shulchan Aruch. When you have a tarayvus, you go based on the majority ingredient. So the Goyin says that that's nothing to think of a tafel, because by a tarayvus is no ikar of a tafel. It's midin rubei kukulay. Remember we had it at the very beginning of the parak. But others learn it's taka midin. The Ritva thinks mash, but it's midin ikar of a tafel. That's another kind of ikav etofel. You have ikav etofel of a pasim aliyah, where if it wouldn't be for food A, I wouldn't eat food B at all. And then you have a tarevis. That's a different kind of ikav etofel. There, the ikav etofel is not that I wouldn't eat the tofel if I wasn't eating the ikav. It's one recipe. It's not shaykh to say that, but it's a different kind of ikav etofel. In this recipe, the honey is the ikav, and the rice is the tofel, or the rice is the main thing in the recipe, and the honey is the tofel. Maybe Taisus learned that the lifton over here, that's tofel to the pas, it's not the tofel of pas and maliach, where I'm eating, if it wouldn't be for the pas, I wouldn't be eating the lifton. It's a peanut butter sandwich. It's midin tefillin murevis. But this is one thing. Now it's a sandwich, and in this sandwich, the pas is the ikker, and the other stuff is the tefillin. It's that kind of ikker of a tefillin. He says wine is not analogous to that. Wine is not moved. It's not one thing. It's separate. I answer. You still have to answer. But why isn't it like? But let it be like Pasim Aliyah. At the end of the day, let it be like Pasim Aliyah. So it doesn't solve all the problems. It's in Haragosha. That if the tuffel over here of the liftung was the regular tuffel of Pasim Aliyah, I'm only eating the liftung because I'm eating the pas. So that's exactly the same thing by wine. What's the difference if it's on top of the pas or if it's lishrois? It's the liftun is tuffel to the pas because I'm only eating the liftun because I'm eating the pas. As opposed to, let's say, the kuv, the bait, the basu, the dogim, the kuv, the minik deira, those things, maybe I would eat them even if I wasn't having bread. So they're not, rashios, they're not called the dvarim abay machmas v'sutta. But the yayin is like the liftun. I wouldn't have the yayin if I wasn't eating, if I wasn't eating, I wouldn't be drinking. Because I'm only drinking lishrois. I'm only drinking lishrois achilisha v'meyo. So Tosh Tchoy has no haskola. Sounds to me more like Tosfos learns that the liftin over here is a tafel, not midin pasim aliyach. That I'm only eating the liftin because I'm eating the pas. Maybe that's not true. Maybe even if I didn't have the pas, I would still eat the liftin. It's midin ikar tafel because if I'm eating them together, then it's a tefela murevis. Then the pas takes over. And that you don't have. And Tosfos asks, what's the chiddush? That's also included in the Mishnah of ikar tafel. All right, Tosfos asks that question. So what's the chiddush? But if already it's a chiddush, Tosfos says, but it's not the same as yayin. But yayin, you don't have it. Yayin's not muruv. Yayin's something separate. Yeah. At the end of the day, it's still sure. What's the Gemara's kasha? Yayin nami nifter. Why is Gemara only asking on ben zoyma? Yayin nami. The Gemara wakes up. Yayin nami. You're telling me this didn't vav machmas asudo that patas patism. Yochi yayin nami. Why is it only kasha on ben zoyma? It's a kasha in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that pas pat, that maliach pat is the pas. So if maliach pat is the pas, if maliach can pat the pas, so the pas should pat the yayin, because I'm only eating the yayin because I want to be sure of the pas. At the end of the day, that still needs to be addressed. At the end of the day, that still needs to be addressed in places. Why isn't the yayin a pasha ketofel? I wouldn't drink the yayin delicious if I wasn't eating the food. What in the world is places? A, what does places want from Rashi? And then Mrs. Kasha, it's a kasha by itself. It's a kasha by itself. Why is Gemara? The Gemara makes the yochi yayin nami kilo kasha and ben zayma. The Zoyma said, like a papa, the Dvarim Aboyim Machmas Asud HaPas Petroson. Sholas Ben Zoyma, why don't you have to make a bracha on the way Rashi learns, why don't you have to make the bracha on the lifter? Or even the way Tosfos learns, they ask Rashi, why don't you have to make the kashi, why don't you have to make a bracha on the meat and potatoes? And Ben Zoyma answered them, because it's Dvarim Aboyim Machmas Asud HaPas Petroson. So they said, Yehochi, if you're telling me this chiddush, so Yayinami. Why is it only kilos kasha and mezayim? It's kasha in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that maliach pat is pas. Isn't maliach the pas like the lechem to the yayin that's coming lishois? Less will say that when he ate the when he made that mitzvah, he didn't know he was going to drink the wine. That could be maybe when he ate that mitzvah, he didn't know he was going to drink the wine. So in the regular ikar v'tafel, it's not called ikar v'tafel like Tosfos says on Membeis. And Ram Dalit. Maybe that's a. Maybe that's not the answer. Yochi Ainami means, of course, if you knew you're going to drink the wine, it's Petofel. Strange halacha. If you know you're going to drink the wine, then halacha l'maisa, you don't have to make a bar pig often. Person's drinking, eating bread, and then he drinks wine. Lishvay. So why do you have to make a barbeil? That's the gemara. You have to make a barbeil often. Why do you have to make a barbeil often? Why do you have to make a barbeil often? It's ikav a tafel. Why isn't it a tafel? So in a way, it depends. If you learn like a Rashi, that somehow that's maybe included in the gemara's kashi yochi ayinami. But the whole din of ben zayma of yidurim habayim tachasul is midin ikav etafel. Then when they asked him hichi yain nami, they were taka asking midin ikav etafel. So he gave a teretz yain garim brachal atzma. According to Rashi, means since it's meharbu mekayim usubo after bishen ezarach l'shliyosoi, so it doesn't have the regular din of ikav etafel. Okay, so then this is some new din over here that yain doesn't become a tafel. According to Rashi, according to Tosis, we're not talking with the regular din of ikav etafel. It's not with the regular dinim of ikav etafel. It's just this din that yayin patters the meat and potatoes. That bread rather patters the meat and potatoes. And then the Gemara says, yoyochi yayin nami. And the Gemara answers that, well, they were misakin a special bracha for bar piagofen. Since they were misakin a special bracha for it, so therefore, it doesn't, it has a chashivus, it has its own chashivus, it doesn't become tafel to the meal, let's say. Okay. But what if it's mamash a tafel to the bread? We didn't ikav etafel. Like, where did that go? Maybe I'm missing something. Maybe for some reason the yayin is not a regular tafel. Even when it's lishois. Maybe it's not a regular tafel. I have a lot of questions here. I don't have a clarity in this. I'll mention something also just to add to the mix. Yeah, Manny.
Is it possible that there's a difference between ikar and tafel with regards to the food being tafel and the tafel with regards to the bracha being tafel? And that, you know, what Memdalet is discussing is that the food itself is tafel, the pas is tafel to the maliyah.
Right.
But the tosos, you know, at the end of this tosos on the bottom of the number, which crosses over to the top of the next number, says that it's tafel in bracha. Essentially, when you're adding a lot of things in the context of a pseudo, all the other brachas are coupled to the bracha of the pas, but wine is different because it has such a flesh of bracha that bracha is not going to be tafel. In the last wide line on the next on the days of an hour, he says coupled in bracha.
Yeah, I want to talk about that Tosis. I want to talk about that. No, we're not going to get to it today. I think anyway, at the end of the day, it's mashmo. Touch this. We already did touch on this. That Tosis learns in Rashi that this is a pashut ikav etafel. If it's a lifton, it's a regular ikav etafel. That's why Tosis says in Rashi, that's a mishnah. Ma'ika mashmo and mas nisani. If you're talking about lifton, that's a mishnah with Rashi's. So Tosis therefore learns, no, we're not talking about lifton, we're talking about meat and potatoes. Things that are rogel lovei b'toy chasuda imapas. Even though now you're not eating the mamish imapas, but still they're nifter al yaday, the broch of the pas. And why isn't that included in the Mishnah Ikav Etafel? Tosis doesn't say. About it, the mashmos in Tosis is that it's takanat mi din Ikav Etafel. It's not the regular din Ikav Etafel. Some other halacha, like Tosfos says, yayin is roish l'chol minei mashkin, and lechem is roish l'chol minei macholim. So some new halacha, the food, bread is the most chashuv of food of the meal, so some of it patters everything in the meal. But it's not the regular ikav etafel, which makes sense. A regular ikav etafel, I wouldn't eat the pas if I didn't want the maliach. I don't know that it's true. If I didn't make hametz at the beginning, I wouldn't have the meat and potatoes. But when I would just go hungry, I would have the meat and potatoes anyway. But when I'm eating it as part of a meal, it becomes part of the orbit of the, gets into the orbit of the bread. So about it, anyway, we're probably headed in that direction. But Lefi Tosis is not the regular din ikav etafel. That's why Tosis said on Rashi, it must nisani. But Tosis themselves don't feel it's the same as the Mishnah. It's not really included in the regular din of the Mishnah. So Tosis, according to Tosis, the kashi of yochi yayin nami also takes on a different complexion. The Gemara's kashi yochi yayin nami is that the yayin is also part of the meal. It's you're drinking it only as part of it. You're not drinking the wine as an experience and of its own. Maybe before the meal and after the meal you do, but in the meal itself you drink the wine the shreis. It's part of the meal. If it's part of the meal, it's nifter from the bread. The Gemara asked, it should be nifter. We din rav papa. It should be nifter by the bracha of hamaitzi. So well, that's all true. I mean, I think that's anyway true. I think that is true. I'm just asking. At the end of the day, yayin, which is lishroy, should really be like pasen maliach. Maybe meat and potatoes talking out like pasen maliach, because I would have the meat and potatoes anyway, even if I didn't have the bread. But the wine, I wouldn't drink the wine if I wasn't having the bread. I mean, I guess it's true. I would have the wine if I was, even if I wasn't having the bread, I'd be having the meat and the potatoes, and I would drink the wine for the meat and the potatoes. But that doesn't solve my problem. So let it be tofel to the meat and the potatoes. Whatever it is, it's lishroy. The wine over here is a tofel. It's tofel to the bread. It's tofel to the meat and the potatoes. It's tofel to all the foods that are stuck in his, that you know, that he feels in his stomach, and he wants them to settle down. So he takes some wine to settle them down. So that's lishroy. And so why isn't it? It should be a partial to tofel. Some of it's not. Some of Tyson thinks that it's not a regular tofel. If you Rashi, maybe it is. If you Rashi, we're talking about lifton. The analogy of the Gemara is from yayin to lifton. So according to Rashi, maybe the yayin really is a real tuffle. It's a regular tuffle. Then we have Tosis Kasha, so Yochi, my Kamashman must listen again. That's anyway a Kasha and Rashi. That's anyway Tosis Kasha and Rashi. Right there. But they will say like the Baal Amor. Yeah, right there. And so I want to add another idea, and I think it's relevant to you. Tosfos in Pesachim, and that Kuf Gimel, he brings a Tshuvas Rashi. The Rashi said that Yayin v'toich hasuda needs a bracha lefonav and leachrov, like Peris v'toich hasuda. They need a bracha lefonav and leachrov. Rashi l'shitosu, the Rashi learns up in Rapapa that the last division of Rapapa, Dvarim Haregilim Lova Yachrasuda, means Peres, and Peres need a bracha lefanav and lachrov, and Rapapa is like Rav Sheshes, Peres need a bracha lefanav and lachrov. So Rashi says wine also needs a bracha lefanav and lachrov because it's like Peres. Shetaisus says that yes, and Rashi, first of all, he says that that's not right, Pshat and Rapapa. So, right, and that's Taisus like by us, that's not the Pshat and Rapapa. Peres are the middle division, the second division of Rapapa, not the third. It's like Rav Huna and Rav Nachman at the beginning of the sugya. Peres do not need a bracha l'achrov. So just, you know, the facts are, the sugya, he has the sugya wrong. But then, Taisus says in Rashi also, how can you say that yayin is like Peres? The Gemara by us is medama yayin to, dvarim aboim machmas asudu. They asked Ben Zayim about dvarim aboim machmas asudu. Whatever that means, lifting according to Rashi, meaning potatoes according to Taisus. But they asked Ben Zayim about dvarim aboim machmas asudu. And he said, and then they said, "Yochi yayin ami." So you see that yayin is not like Paris. Yayin is like the first division of a papa. It's like the dvarim aboim machmas asudu. So how can Rashi and the Tshuva say that yayin is like Paris? Yayin's not like Paris. Yayin b'toich asudu is Agamar says that yayin is like dvarim aboim machmas asudu, which is a papa has three classes: dvarim aboim machmas asudu, dvarim aboim shloim machmas asudu, and dvarim aboim achar sudah. Which according to Rashi, the first one is lifton, the second one is meat and potatoes, or cabbage and cereal, whatever, meal foods, and the third one is peris. So Rashi in the Tshuva says that yayin is like peris. In Agamar it says, like the lowest division. I mean, Agamar says that yayin is like the highest division. It's like dvarim aboim achmas sudah. So Tosfos Kasha and Rashi, how can Rashi compare yayin to peris? So what's the answer? So I thought the answer is Pashut. Agamar is talking about Lishrois. The guy that comes Lishrois is taka like is taka dvarim aboim machmas asudah. But Rashi in the Tshuva is talking about when you're drinking the wine Lishrois after the suda for dessert. I went second. How could that be? But the Lashon of Rashi in the Tshuva, the right that Tosfos quotes, is yayin that they drink b'toich hasuda. So b'toich hasuda l'chara means when it's lishois. So I thought that's not sure. Rashi l'shitosa. Because according to Rashi, we said many times, according to Rashi, there's no mokum in Agamara to be mechalik between things that you have in the middle of the meal and things that you have for dessert. According to other Rishonim, that's Rav Papa's last division is Dvarim Abayim Achar Asuda, not even Abayim, Dvarim Asuda, the Shkaris Achar Asuda. When you take the table away, you take the pasuk away, now it's like a whole new thing, and that's dessert, and now already you need a Bracha Lefanov and a Bracha Lachov, and it's not connected to the meal, and benching doesn't cover it, and there's this whole new thing about dessert. Dessert, and then there's but nowadays we don't have dessert, because nowadays we never take the bread off the table, and so on and so forth. But there's this thing called dessert that carved out a separate space and time. And that's called la'achar asuda. La'achar asuda means for dessert, and dessert is a separate category. In Rashi, we don't find such a category at all. We had pasuk over kisim that eat after benching altogether, and then we have in our Gemara about things that are b'teich asuda, b'pshutoi, by default means until you bench. Everything's b'teich asuda. There is one halacha only, in which according to Rashi, there is a distinction between what you're having mamish in the middle of the meal and what you're having after you finished eating, but before you bench. And that's the distinction about lishrois and lishtois. That's the Gemara Mebeis, that the food, the wine that you drink mamish while you're eating, that's called the lishrois. The wine that you drink after you finish eating, that's lishtois. Right, that's a gastronomic difference. While you're eating, you want the yain to be shorer the chilush of the mayov, and you have a little bit of wine. And then after, when you finish eating, then you have wine just for the, you bring out the cigars and the wine and the port, and you have a. So no, that's the okay. So there, that then it's lishtois, and that's the Gemara about lishtois and lishtois. So in regard to wine, when it's lishtois and lishtois, we have this distinction between dessert wine and the middle of the suda. But in any, generally speaking, in halacha, teicha suda means until you bench. In Taisus's nomenclature, Teicha Suda has a specialized meaning. It means when it's not yet dessert, but dessert is called Achar Suda. Rashi doesn't have that. Dessert is also Teicha Suda. Till you bench, it's all Teicha Suda. So when Rashi in the Tshuva is talking about Yayin B'Teicha Suda, he could very well mean Yayin that you're having B'Teicha Suda, meaning wine that you're having before you bench, but not the wine of the Yayin of Lishrois. The Yayin of Lishrois, of course, not like Paris. He's talking about the Yayin of Lishrois, the Yayin that you have as a farshvayis, or the yayin that you have as a dessert, but it's all b'teich asuda. So that yayin is taka like peres. Rashi, that yayin is like peres, and peres is that's the third division of a pump. But peres need a bracha lefneim and a bracha l'acharei. It's just liquid peres. So there also, I just bring it up because you see also in that Rashi, that the reason why the yayin in Agamara is called dvar mabayim machmas asuda is because it's lishreis. Or it's mefurish in Rashi that Yayin is not called Dvar Mabayim B'Teich Hasuda. Rashi in the Tshuva says mefurish Yayin is like Dvar Mabayim is like Paris. Paris are not Dvar Mabayim Machmas Hasuda. They're the last division of the Republic. Rashi in the Tshuva says mefurish that Yayin is called Paris. So how can Agam Mor call it Dvar Mabayim Machmas Hasuda? Yehochi Yayin Nami. The Gemara compares it to Dvar Mabayim Machmas Hasuda. Al Kochach Tzarech Leimer. That is two different Yayins. There's the Yayin of Lishtois and there's the Yayin of Lishtois. Rashi in the Tshuva is dwelling on the Yayin of Lishtois. He calls it Teicha Suda because in Rashi's vocabulary, Teicha Suda means anything before you bench is Teicha Suda. Agamor is talking about the particular Yayin of Lishrois. And that Yayin is Taka, that's not like Paris. That's Dvar Mabayim Machmas Suda. That's more like Lifton even, because it's Mamas Lishrois Achilish of a male. So the Gemara thinks that should be like Dvar Mabayim Machmas Suda. It should be Tuffle to the past. It shouldn't even need a Bracha Rishonah. The Gemara answers because that it's going Bracha Lasme. So therefore it can't be a Tuffle. Okay, fine. I thought we'd come more today, but.
That answers the question, actually?
No, I still.